We'll do a little bonus round of Shabbos Purim. Here we go. Something to be very, very weary of. This Matzah Shabbos, people are going to feel a little anxious to get ready and prepare and bring things. Of course, Chas V'Shalom, not to do any Chil Shabbos in terms of carrying something to Shul, but even Muktzah or even non-Muktzah, preparatory actions that are clearly preparing for Purim are forbidden on Shabbos. You can't do anything in preparation, whether it's clearing the table, setting up food, drinks, costumes, groggers, megillas. Anything that's clearly not for Shabbos is considered an act of hachana and is forbidden to be done on Shabbos. So best thing, whatever you want to be prepared for your Mitzvah Shabbos, Purim laning and groggers and whatever it is, prepare them before Shabbos, bring them to Shul before Shabbos, or prepare them before Shabbos. So immediately after the Zman of Shabbos, you could take care of what you have to take care of without being edgy and anxious. And even in your mind, the halach is that on Shabbos, your mind is supposed to feel like everything's done. There's nothing to do. There's nothing on my schedule. So that's a little bit tough when you have such an unbelievable Yom Tov coming right after Shabbos. And there's so much to do, but as much as you could do, v'heichinu, prepare before Shabbos, so that on Shabbos itself, shalashudah's time tomorrow, should be relaxed, calm, without anything on your mind, everything's ready and taken care of for Purim, nothing should have to be done on Shabbos for Purim. Shalashudah itself, the Iker meal should be eaten before Shekiah. Make sure to get in at least a sizable amount of bread and maybe a main dish for your Suda Shlishis before nightfall, so that there's no questions of Alanisim while you're saying Ritzei. And keep in mind that this Mitzvah Shabbos, besides for the somewhat of an inyan to have a little bit of a meal on Leil Purim as well, it's not a chiyuv, but there's an inyan to do so. This Mitzvah Shabbos, Melava Malka. And part of Melava Malka is not just to eat something Mitzvah Shabbos, but to have something hot. And you're supposed to also set a table. It shouldn't just be on your regular simple plasticware or just grab a bite, but preferably, and certainly this time more than others, it's a Mitzvah Shabbos, Melava Malka, and Purim. It's certainly appropriate to wash and have a proper meal if you could stomach it. We hope perhaps that when we sing V'gam Charvoyna Zachar L'Toiv, the pshat that is merely Eliyo Zachar L'Toiv, he should take a come while we're singing it, Mitzvah Shabbos Kodesh, inviting Eliyo Hanavi to be Mevasel Lanu B'Soiris Toivos. The last mitzvah Purim we did not yet discuss, and that was the mitzvah of Mishteh, the mitzvah to have the Seuda primarily with drinking, and the Chiyuv is a person is chayv to drink Ad L'Yoda Bein Or Hormel L'Mordech Mordechai. Two ways to fulfill this. You can't just go through Purim and drink without coming to the point of Ad L'Yoda. But there's one way to fulfill it, is drinking a little more than you usually would, which for some people could be a tiny amount, and then allowing yourself to doze off, to fall asleep. And in that little nap that you're having, then you don't know the difference between Aruch Hashem and Baruch Mordechai, and you can fulfill this mitzvah properly in that way. The other way to fulfill the mitzvah is to continuously drink until you can't anymore, until you're an oinus, and it's not even called drinking, because Achilas Gasa, if you have 0, 0, 0 interest in the drink, it's not even called drinking. So then even if we tell you to drink, but I can't drink. So you drink until you can't, or you drink until your pashet ain, a person doesn't know the difference between Aruch Hashem and Baruch Mordechai. The reasons for this are many. We're not going to go into that in this halacha here. But anyway, you have to fulfill it in one of those two ways. Drinking just to have a good time and getting high does not fulfill the obligation. Drinking a little bit, getting woozy, taking a nap does fulfill the obligation. Or drinking to the point that you can't drink further, that also fulfills the obligation. Keep in mind that you have to daven mincha properly, so therefore this extensive drinking should not take place until after somebody davens mincha, and hopefully the person should sober up before it's time for ma'ariv, and he should be able to daven ma'ariv like a mensch as well. Birkat Hamazon also is a chi of da'iraisa that nobody wants to miss, especially on the hilgit day of Purim, and you should thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for being Azanes Ha'ilam Kulei Betuvai and say Alanisim. The halacha is that if you forget to say Alanisim in Shemayna Esrei or in Birkas HaMazayin, you do not have to repeat Birkas HaMazayin in Shemayna Esrei, since there's no real chiyuv absolutely to have bread. So Mamela, the Birkas HaMazayin is not one of those types of meals that you would have to repeat with Alanisim. If the Purim meal went into nightfall, since most of the meal hopefully you got in before nightfall, so you can make an Alanisim even though it's the following night and it's officially Shushan Purim. We'll finish off with a quick note from the Vilna Gaon. He says the reason why we have four mitzvahs on Purim is because the Gzeir of Haman was lahashvin, laharig, laabed, eskalayudim, ushlalam, lavais. Those three forms of killing were to finish off the Yidden in their neshama, their ruach, and their nefesh, which represents the mitzvah Megillah, that's our neshama, and the ruach is simcha, and also the last one was the guf, to kill our guf, and that's why we have the mitzvah of eating, and finally, ushlalam, lavais, to take our money, and therefore we take our money and give it away for Matan Zalav Yoinim on Purim. Everyone should have a lichliga, freilicha, heiliga Purim filled with fulfilling all of Hashem's mitzvahs with tremendous love and simcha, and should bring the geula b'kariv.